Well, since Manx Radio have raised this, I have conferred with my colleagues and tried to seek information from our members. I can't say that it's been highlighted as a major concern. Of course, there will be, and automatically there would be, during a pandemic after a lockdown such as we've had, obviously impact on discipline, following rules, being back in school and all of that. We would expect that. And I think it would be fair to say if there is a softly, you know, general approach, that's also understandable because the young people have been affected physically and mentally by this continuing pandemic. So for us, though, the major issue on discipline really centres around what we consider to be what's needed, and we have put forward previously in our consultation document for the new Education Act is a central DESC leadership on discipline.
Instead of in the schools, instead of the onus being on each school to decide?
Well, each school would decide, but central policy, for example, you know, as it presently works, if there are disruptive students, then the only solution really for head teachers is to pass them from school to school. Well, that's a makeshift solution. It's not a long-term solution. What we would like to see is proper centralised strategy and provision for these young people for their mental and emotional needs, and that being delivered by qualified staff to do that.
So what happens at the moment then? Is there not that sort of considered approach?
I'm saying that they're moved from school to school at the moment. We don't have a multidisciplinary approach to this involving the different stakeholders. That has been put forward, you know, as part of the new Education Act, but as yet we haven't seen that in action, and that is something we would like to see in action, and we'd like to see that delivered so that the young people will be supported by the professionals with the specialist knowledge so that later they don't develop problems that will be a problem further in society.
Would you need more money to be able to provide that interagency working and to make sure that there's given the proper attention it needs?
Yes, I think you would. Yes, obviously you would. And the recent survey on additional needs shows, in fact, that students, parents, teachers all feel that the current additional needs provision isn't fit for purpose and it needs to be radically reformed. And we would hope that this would be part of that, you know, interchangeable reform that's needed there, because without that kind of additional needs support in schools and recruitment of staff to provide that, then we're not going to be able to systematically deal with these problems.
You've raised this issue, and I know you're talking about some of the positive work that's gone on between education and unions with the new leadership, the new team there. Is there a solution on the horizon? Are you working on one together? What's sort of the latest state of play?
Well, the department has just released a draft strategy which we're consulting on. We would say that any draft strategy would have to involve the workforce to deliver that strategy. So therefore, the recruitment and retention of qualified teachers to deliver that. Behaviour policies really need to be part of that too, how they're going to be delivered. So funds to deliver all of this, how it effectively operationally will be delivered, has to be impacted by the workforce and has to be delivered by the workforce.
So is it more teachers or better qualified teachers or more officers in the DESC or all of the above?
Well, we've certainly made a lot of progress on reforming of policies. You know, our issue would be that the reform of policies needs to be right across the workforce. So if the aim is one employer, one set of policies, then that has to be transparent and equitable and fair to all. So we're definitely making progress there. On this new draft strategy, etc., we highlighted in the Beamans report as well, the different union consultations on that, you know, areas where we felt that the things need to radically improve. And this would be one of those areas. Recruitment and retention is a major issue for the Isle of Man, and especially in secondary school. So therefore, this has to require funding as well. But we feel with the positive change in policies, you know, that will attract people to come and live and work here because we have good policies, we have policies that support the teaching workforce, and especially for our members, actually deal with the issue of workload. Workload is a massive issue.